Sure. The latest for the post office carbon monoxide incident is that the fire department treated and evaluated 58 patients. Two of the patients were treated at the scene and transported to University Shock Trauma for further treatment and evaluation of their injuries. It's believed that they suffered some degree of carbon monoxide poisoning from working inside a building that had levels of carbon monoxide as high as 38 parts per million. The duration of the employees suffered very, very mild levels of exposure and did not warrant them being transported to any area hospitals. Earlier, what I learned is that there was a power outage in this specific building, which is not a part of the main post office complex. There was a power outage. Generators were supplying power to the building where there were employees working inside. Just due to heavy humidity and the wind caused carbon monoxide fumes to be drawn inside that building, thereby causing employees to suffer some ill effects of that. But again, the final is that 58 patients were evaluated, two were treated and transported University Shock Trauma for further evaluation.